And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our DDD, why doesn't anybody pay attention even when it's right in front of their face? Plus, we'll also do this DDD, the Christian adventure. Then we're going to step into There Is No Normal. That ought to make you feel good. Finally, the big step into the big step, and then finalizing it down with like oil and water.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events, not this hour. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oh no. Oh no. Doesn't anybody even see that? Oh no. Nobody even sees it. Nobody even knows. Oh, no, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473-866-K-PRAISE. Any topic is, of course, technically open for conversation, everything except for gumdrops. I'm just having a problem with gumdrops lately. I don't know what it is. It's just bugging me. Hey, it's not professional radio. It's justified radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience, here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Taking a short break and then coming back. Stand by.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
What is it, Cassie? Uncle Bob is floating in water like a bad stock. Whoa! We better go help him. Uncle Bob? Uncle Bob!
Jimmy, over here!
Come on, Cassie, let's help Uncle Bob out of that water well. Uncle Bob, how did you get into that water well?
Oh, I tried to fix my roof on my own.
Cassie says you should have used Excalibur Roofing, Uncle Bob. Cassie says you could have just called them at 760-743-8803. Cassie says you could also check them out at ExcaliburRoofing.com.
I bet Excalibur Roofing would have had me covered. And free estimates, too? Oh, gosh darn!
Golly, Uncle Bob. If you would have just typed in Excalibur Roofing in your search engine, you wouldn't be all wet.
You're right, Jimmy. I'll never forget. Excalibur Roofing.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. We are having so much fun. I mean, we are having fun on Christian talk radio. Yes, I said it. I know it's a three-letter word, but you can get over it. Fun. There are other three-letter words of which we recognize are fun, like fun, right? All right, this segment brought to you by Whitefields Ministries. Had a chance to meet with one of our listeners today, Esther. Hello, Esther. How you doing? And I told her she's got something working in Uganda with the schools, and I thought, man, you ought to talk to Steve Wheeler from Whitefields Ministries, since he does a lot of work out there with Onesimus and the different people doing different things. It's fantastic. So what we just would like to do is make that connection. So we did. And so we've got Esther. She's going to get in touch with Steve. Steve Wheeler is a fantastic guy working with Whitefields Ministries, taking the gospel to the four corners of the earth, helping seminary-level education rural pastors. I mean, these people are getting education levels that are outstanding, equal to to Soquel Seminary because Soquel Seminary is helping provide the education. So that tells you what kind of education they're getting. And so these people that would never have a chance at any of this educational material are getting that support from Whitefields Ministries. They're getting financial support from Whitefields Ministries. They're getting the opportunity to have their villages have clean drinking water from Whitefields Ministries. And they're networking. Whitefields Ministries networks with all the missionaries, all the churches, all the ministries. These guys are fantastic. I encourage you to go to whitefields.org. Steve and Coral are going to be praying for me and my wife. We need the prayer. 2 weeks from now, I got another grandchild coming. 2 weeks from now. Wow. I need prayer and wisdom and patience and insight.
And money.
Need that too. Whitefields.org. Check them out or call them 760-846-8610. Please keep Steve and Coral in prayer. They're just great people. Let's get to it. I don't even know if we have a sound for this. Do we have a sound for this first one? Let's roll on that sound right off the bat. All right, here we go. Yes, that was, praising the Lord plus the Indy thingy, right? The India cruise. Was it Indiana Jones thingy there?
India theme.
The theme. That's it. That's what I was looking for. All right, so let's talk about this. This is Matthew 14, 22 through 33. But we're going to cover, and for those that are going to read it at home, Matthew 14. Matthew's the first book, the first gospel, first book in the New Testament. So if you're at Malachi, take a right. Okay? It's just that simple. 14, which is right after 13. Then we're going to do verse 22, 23, and 24. We're going to stay in this for a little bit. Here is the beginning of the portion. Immediately, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to the other side while he dismissed the crowd. And after he dismissed them, he went up on a mountainside by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. And the boat was already a considerable distance from the land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. Because the wind was against it. So Jesus is with the disciples. He tells the disciples this. Get into the boat, go over there, I'll catch up to you. This is obviously not the same occurrence when Jesus got into the boat with the disciples and said, let's go to the other side. That's a separate instance, and yes, there are multiple times in the gospel where Jesus went from place to place, and oh, what a shock, they went by boat. Right, okay, so that's what you do when you're in these water areas, and it's not landlocked the way that we think of it in those terms. And so they were going by boat. So here's another instance. Jesus goes, I get in the boat and I'll catch up with you. So what does Jesus go and do? Well, Jesus goes up on the mountainside by himself to pray. Now, I am a corporate prayer supporter. Even if it takes people an hour and 11 minutes to get it, I am a corporate prayer supporter. But I am also an individual prayer supporter. The reason that Jesus said go into your prayer closet was not because you were supposed to have necessarily a special closet built for prayer. But if you've not yet figured out what he's trying to communicate, it's that private time between you and the Father. And that's what he tells you to do. So he tells them, I want you guys to get in this boat. I want you to go over there. I'll catch up to you. The fun part is when we talk about how he catches up. But in the meantime, the disciples get into the boat. Let me just ask this question to the audience while you're thinking about it. Do you think that the disciples know every single thing that's about to happen in their lives while they're in the boat? I think we can get a hearty no way. They don't know what's going to happen. Here's a message for you. Neither do you. That's why the Christian walk has, now I will say this because I'm so sick of hearing this, the Christian walk has an end game. The end game is eternity with God in a new heavens and a new earth. That's the end game. And for people that say the destination doesn't matter, it's just the journey, that's going to be really impressive for people that end up in hell. Okay? The destination matters. But the journey can be an adventure if you keep your eyes on the prize. The destination matters. And I don't care if they're Christian or not Christian. I don't care if they're the biggest teacher in the world. I don't care if they're in charge of churches all over the world, from the past, from the future, whatever. The journey is important, but the destination far outweighs the journey. Because the destination is eternity with God or eternity away from God. You think that matters? Yeah, I think it matters. But with that process is understanding that Christians are in an adventure. God sends us into situations, into life lessons, into challenges of we know nothing. We don't know any of it. We know none of it. Do you understand that? We don't know what's going to. Do you know what's going to happen tomorrow? If the sun comes up, you will have another day. If the Lord decides the sun's not coming up, you will not have another day. I like it when people tell me how God is going to have to do the end times because he has no choice. You know, he is God, right? Okay, I'm just checking. So what we need to grasp is sometimes Jesus tells you to get on a boat and go. And you don't even know where you're going or what you're going to encounter. You might have an idea. I wonder, because these guys fished in these waters, I wonder if they had an idea. We'll probably end up over here. You get in your car and you go, you start driving north. If you're in San Diego, you think, we'll probably go by LA. You know, maybe go past that and go up to somewhere farther. You get an idea, but you don't know. Now, we do know, we talked about this last week, these guys are, of course, in the will of God. Jesus said, get in the boat and I'll catch up with you. That doesn't mean everything was peachy. It doesn't mean everything was fantastic because the wind was against them. They were buffeted by the waves. So every time you're in the will of God, doesn't mean everything's smooth. There's nothing in the word smooth and will of God that connect. But what we do know is at the same time that Jesus is in prayer demonstrating what the heartbeat of Christianity is, the disciples are on a journey of adventure. They believe Jesus Christ, the Son of God, though maybe not to the perfection that they would after the resurrection, but they are on an adventure. And God sends you and I to places. And we think we know where we're going, and we don't always know. And the reason that's important is because of how you and I embrace it. What if I were to say to you that the Lord wants you listening to my voice, not to be in California in 6 months, but he wants you to be in Alabama because there's a conference coming? Wouldn't you think that will bless you and change your life? Wouldn't you think, cool? I mean, that's cool. But see, this is the thing. The Lord does know what those things are. You don't know what those things are. But you get on the boat, you go by faith, and the Lord says, go that direction, and you go. That doesn't mean that you know everything that's going to transpire. And why I want to bring that up is because there's nowhere in Scripture, nowhere, where the Lord says, these are the 10 things that are going to happen, and I'm giving you the list of all 10 so you can feel comfortable while you're going through this. There's no comfortable pack. There's no, I want you to be comfy-wumpy while you go through your Christian walk, so here's a pillow. That does not exist. What exists is the Lord says, get in the boat and go, and you and I say yes. Okay. What degree? Where am I? You know, just point me in the right direction. Because while we're going, many wonderful things are going to happen. That's why the Christian walk is an adventure. And if you and I could see this as an adventure, listen. Did you lose a job? Do you realize that God knew you were going to lose that job and knows the next job you're going to get? And don't you want to be in sync with God in relationship so as it comes to fruition, you can rejoice and praise and acknowledge your Heavenly Father for walking you through that process? Or has that happened to you? It will happen if it hasn't. If it has happened, you should be praising Him. That's the adventure. You wake up every day going, what are we going to do today, Lord? And he's got a plan, and you're in it. So let's start off or end this segment and get ready to start off the next one by recognizing the first thing about the Christian adventure. There is no normal in the Christian adventure. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, then we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
As a Christian, the law offices of Robert J. Bomber has always practiced honest and fair dealings with his clients. The fact that he's been in business for 45 years speaks to this fact. His staff has been with him an average of 10 years, and they care as much about his clients as he does. Calls are answered and returned promptly, and he makes after-hours appointments. The first consultation is free. If you have needs of an experienced attorney to handle such matters as custody, divorce, child support, visitation, spousal support, and retirement, call the law offices of Robert J. Bomber at 619-497-0054. Family legal matters such as these are difficult, plain and simple, and that's why you need an experienced attorney. To set up an appointment with Robert J. Bomber, call 619-497-0054. 497-0054. That's Bomber. B-A-U-M-E-R. 619-497-0054. A good person to have on your side.
The people of Uganda need the gospel. New believers need churches, and these churches need pastors. I'm Pastor Onesmus Ngoboka, a graduate of Southern California Seminary. I'll return to Uganda to start a Bible school so I can pass on biblical training to other pastors who will start new churches. Whitefields has joined me in this vision to provide support for pastors planting churches in the villages of Uganda. Because Whitefields understands no pastor should be a stranger. They are supporting local pastors to reach our own people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today. Sometimes we want to tackle things on our own, like fixing a leaky toilet or duct taping a small crack. Other times we need to skip the do-it-yourself attitude and get somebody who knows what they're doing so the job gets done right. Excalibur Roofing gets the job done right for new roof construction, old roof replacements, and repairs. With over 20 years of experience, an active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded, and testimonials from people just like you, Excalibur Roofing is your knight in shining armor. There's a big difference between a general contractor and a roofing contractor. You want a roofing contractor like Eric at Excalibur Roofing. Otherwise, it's just like going to the family pediatrician and saying, "Doc, I need some brain surgery, so just pull out that scalpel, I can get her done." Not a smooth move. Get it done right. Just call Excalibur Roofing at 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Or go to their website at excaliburroofing.com. All estimates are free. Call Eric at 760-743-8803. Remember, Excalibur Roofing, they've got you covered.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Reminder, if you would like to, you're welcome to send an email, davidspoon@kprz.com. For those that are enjoying or getting something out of this, I'm glad for that. For those that are not, I apologize. You just change the channel, and in another 45 minutes or 40 minutes, you will get some other teachings. Here is what we are talking about today in this particular hour, and that is the Christian adventure. And I think we took enough time to explain that when people say to you, or you read a bumper sticker on somebody's car, you know, the destination doesn't matter. It's just the journey. And it's like, sure. So if a person ends up in hell, the destination doesn't matter? Let's just call that not true. And we'll move on from that and recognize, though, that while we're in that process and while we're headed towards eternity with God and dancing on streets of gold, the things that God has for us between now and when the trumpet blows for everybody, for partly everybody, or for you individually, between now and then, it's quite the adventure. We don't know what the Lord has set up or mapped out for us. We do know that it's a partnership with him. We do know that we get to have a communication with him through prayer, through the word, through worship, through fellowship, through serving, through giving, through a multitude of ways to do it, even through communing with the Lord by yourself, even with appreciating his great works of nature, not nature themselves being God, but appreciating the great works of God. That's okay. Got that. Good, good, good. And while we're going through that, there's one thing that I would like you to do more than anything else, and that's I would like you to think about a box. Not a jack-in-the-box, per se, and don't start getting hungry, but a box. Just think of a box. Now, I want you to think of you in that box, okay? Now, just a little stick figure of you inside of a box. So you got a box, and you have you as a little stick figure on the inside of that box, right? Now, here's what I want you to do. Get out of the box. Get out. Because being in the box does nothing but limit your movements. And it doesn't give you any vision because you can't see outside the box. Get out of the box. And you're thinking, what are you talking about? Well, thank you for asking. Matthew chapter 14, verse 25 and 26 and 27 say this. During the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went out to them walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. It's a ghost, they said, and cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus said to them, take courage, it is I. Don't be afraid. Okay? Got that? There are four watches in the evening time. You want to know about those watches? People are like, there's four watches, right? It is 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., 9 p.m. to 12 a.m., 12 a.m. to 3 a.m., and 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. Those are the four watches. So when they say it's the first watch, it would be 6 to 9 p.m. The second watch would be 9 to 12 p.m. Well, with the 12 being an a.m. 12 to 3 a.m. is the third watch. So if that's the case, then when it's during the fourth watch, it's somewhere between 3 a.m. and 6 a.m. What do we know? It's, well, I guess depending on how you look at it, it's either extremely late or extremely early, one of the two, right? During the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went out to them walking on the lake. This is the part you got to get. No, wait. No, Dave, you see, I'm in that box. Yeah, I gotcha. I know that box. The one thing about that box is there's a comfortableness in the box because you don't have to stretch very far. You don't have to look very far. You don't have to walk very far. And you don't have to do very much. If you can just exist inside that box, it's fantastic because it's simple, right? Except Christianity in its introduction is simple, but in its manifestation is anything but simple. Jesus comes walking on the lake. Do you know how many people had been walking on the lake? People will say, well, the children of Israel did. No. The Red Sea was split in half, Scripture says, so that they walked on dry land, not even muddy, dry land. But that's not walking on the water. This is walking on the water. This is one they were like going, what? When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified, the scripture says. It's a ghost, they said, and they cried out in fear. Let's talk about two really simple things. One, walking on the lake is not normal. Would you agree? Normal doesn't really exist for the Christian because we know in order to receive, we have to give. In order to live, we have to die. In order to believe, in order to see, we have to believe. In other words, all the things that are in opposite world, we laugh about that with the Superman opposite world thing because everything was supposed to be opposite in the cartoon, right?
Bizarro world.
Bizarro world, right? It's opposite, right? Everything's the opposite. Well, in Christianity, everything's the opposite. You live when you die. You receive when you give. You see when you believe. You know, people say, I'll believe it when I see it. Well, you can't do that through Christianity. God won't let you. Like, uh-oh. Right, because God doesn't say, oh, I'll conform to what you want. It's like you do what God wants or you're out. It's not a lot of rules. I was talking to my brother the other day, and I said, the great thing about God's truth is it doesn't matter whether you believe it or not. It's still God's truth. It doesn't change. It doesn't change. Well, it's not how I see it. Who cares? It doesn't matter. It doesn't change. So here we understand that normal really doesn't exist. And then this is the other part. So then they see Jesus. He's walking on the lake. And just bear with me, because again, Jesus is doing the scaring. I don't think you might, maybe you're not catching this. He's walking on the water. They see Jesus on the water and they say, eek, it's a ghost. Right? They see Jesus walking on the water and they go, eek, it's a ghost. Because too often when God shows up, we are shocked and afraid. Well, what are you can't be walking on the water. That's not right. That's not normal. And it's like, yeah, no, actually, in the kingdom of God, abnormal is normal. So why should it surprise us that Jesus is walking on the water? Well, nobody else does that, but I know, but nobody else is God. So get a hold of it. And Jesus says to them, take courage. It's I. Don't be afraid. He's like, take courage means grab a hold of it. And how do you grab a hold of not being afraid? Because Jesus goes, it's I. It's the I am. Don't be afraid. Don't let the things that I do scare you, because I'm doing it for you. I'm doing it to help you. But I don't understand, Lord. And then the Lord says, get out of the box. Get out of your box so you can have a greater vision, a greater understanding, a greater faith. Get out. You don't have to be afraid. It's me. It's I. But Lord, I don't understand. That's what trust is all about. But it's hard to get through it and just to trust you. Well, do it anyway, because the other option is no option. We have to trust him. When he shows up, it's scary. It can be messy, I think. I think God shows up, you're thinking, well, I didn't expect it to go this way. Of all the things that I get when I engage with other Christians, nobody anticipated all the things that they encountered in the kingdom of God. Why? Because God doesn't ask anybody's permission. We need to get on his program. And when he shows up, instead of calling him a ghost, we need to be like, it's God, not eek. We don't have to be afraid because it's the I. It is I, Jesus said, the I am. That's who's with you. That's who lives in your heart by faith. The I am. No, there is no normal. And yes, we're too shocked when God shows up. Let's get out of that box. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Hey, K-Praise friends. Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted K-Praise partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
The people of Uganda need the gospel. New believers need churches, and these churches need pastors. I'm Pastor Onesmus Ngoboka, a graduate of Southern California Seminary. I'll return to Uganda to start a Bible school so I can pass on biblical training to other pastors who will start new churches. Whitefields has joined me in this vision to provide support for pastors planting churches in the villages of Uganda. Because Whitefields understands no pastor should be a stranger. They are supporting local pastors to reach our own people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Will your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities? Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
Hi, this is Brian Newberry, pastor of Calvary Chapel San Diego. I want to invite all the men out for our men's breakfast Saturday, February 18th. The theme is Run for the Prize. Special guest speakers include Pastor Mike McIntosh of Horizon, Pastor Mike Bucher of Calvary Chapel Cleveland, with special guest worship from Calvary Chapel Budapest, Hungary. To register, go online, calvarysandiego.com. Saturday, February 18th, Calvary Chapel San Diego men's breakfast. Let us know you're coming by registering at calvarysandiego.com.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. We do want to let you know if you want to reach the show, davidspoon at kprz.com. Don't forget about hisappointment.com, the book that promises you a difficult read, but in a challenging read. Is that good to say? Difficult but challenging. It's not that hard to read. It is for me because I read it going, I should have said this. That's what I don't like about this whole master's degree thing. I just like, it's like, I did that wrong. And people go, well, didn't you have it proofed? You know, yes, three times by three people with master's and PhDs. It's like, oops. Guess that didn't work out so good. Oh, well. All right. Wait, what are we talking about? The boat. We're talking about the boat, right? So did you want to talk about that question now or you want to talk about some other time? That's up to you. I don't care. All right.
Well, you were talking about, you know, things are not normal for people and Christian people. And I was just wondering, you know, in biblical times there was, you know, we hear about so many miracles and immaculate conception and all this. And I was just wondering when it happens nowadays here and you hear someone say something like that, we just automatically think they're crazy.
Right.
Why is that?
Yeah. It's the Lily Tomlin syndrome. You're looking at me like
no Lily Tomlin.
Okay. So here it is. She said it best. She said, you know, we talk to God, that's prayer. He talks to us, that's schizophrenia. I mean, there's a problem here because what happens is the world system does not accept, therefore the world does label. Ironically, there are miracles happening on a regular basis, and a miracle can be – there's a lot of different definitions for miracle. You want to hear a cool one?
Yes.
The breach of the normal laws – of physics and existence in this universe from an outside divine source of the heavenly universe. Breaching into our territory, the heavenly powers into the, it's like, think of the world as like a bubble, and it's like God pushes his hand through the bubble and changes what our physics and what our lives are. It's like that whenever God is involved, it's a miracle, which, by the way, amazes me that more people, and although I give credit to Eric Metaxas because he did a good job on this, more people don't understand that any person that says yes to Jesus Christ, especially in this day and age, has just witnessed one of the most powerful miracles of all, the revealing of spiritual truth in a world that is spiritually blind. It's like, it's fantastic. And people think that's not a miracle. They think, oh, well, when you're praying for healing, whether a person gets healed or not, that's all the – are you kidding me? A person making a decision for Jesus Christ who's been opposed to God their entire life, and then they make a decision to follow Jesus Christ. Do you have any idea how miraculous that is? Guess what happens to their spirit? It is born again. That is a resurrection. And people don't see it that way. Until you get people to recognize that that is, in and of itself, one of the most powerful elements of existence, how are they ever going to understand answered prayer? It's like, I don't even got to get to the core of this. So I think society's whacked it out, and science, people are so scientized that they can't use faith. And it only takes a little bit of pure faith. But people are like, well, I have faith, but. You see that but? That's the elimination of the faith. They don't have faith. Well, I have faith, but. Okay, there you go. Faith but means you don't have faith. I can't say it any better. Okay. That help?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's get back to the story, because this is the part that's scary. Now, this is the part that, you know, some people have said, we spell faith, R-I-S-K. This is where that would be true. This is where that would be the best. So Jesus comes walking on the water, and they think he's a ghost, which, again, is pretty common. You know, eek, it's a ghost, and God shows up, because we don't understand how God operates, because God doesn't operate inside our box that we talked about. So here is what transpires right after that. This is verse 28, 29, and 30. Lord, if it's you, Peter replied, tell me to come to you on the water. Come, he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came towards Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and beginning to sink, cried out, Lord, save me. So there's three verses. It's not complex. Look at what Peter does. It's kind of a rather cool thing. Peter says to Jesus, kind of, I guess he recognizes Jesus because he's calling him Lord, so I would assume there's some recognition. But he goes, Lord, if it's you, tell me to come to you on the water. You know what that is? That is Peter saying to Jesus, if that's really you, Lord, tell me to come on the water. And then what does Jesus do? Jesus doesn't go, wait, let me get you a safety net. Wait, let me get you a life preserver just in case. Wait, let me do it this way. Jesus says, come. And what does the scripture say? Peter got down out of the boat and walked on the water and came to Jesus. So for all the people who are brilliant in theology on television, Jesus is not the only person who walked on water, period. Peter also walked on the water. See, here's right here where it says, Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came to Jesus. So Jesus walked on water, and Peter walked on water. It is true that Jesus walked on water a lot longer than Peter, but Peter walked on water. He didn't do it brilliantly, as we get to see, but he did it. But what you need to catch is the step. Now, what's the step? What's the big step? Well, first of all, Peter is kind of challenging, saying, well, if that's really you, then tell me to come out. Jesus goes, come on out. Water's fine. Then Peter got down out of the boat. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, creatures of all ages and sizes, and to my best friend Rob, who will understand this better than most, you got to put your leg over the side of the boat and take the step to get out of the boat. And getting out of the boat is as high a risk as one can think. And going from the boat to the water around the boat, is that a moment to behold? Just imagine, if you could just bear with me so that maybe we can get a feel for it, because it is radio. Imagine that you're in a boat in the middle of the water and you take one leg and put it over. I'm not talking about a rowboat. I'm talking about a boat that holds, you know, 12 people at least. And you take your leg and you put it over the side of the boat and you lower yourself down from the boat to the water and you're still standing. Wow. What does it take to have boat faith? You know what it takes? Get ready. This is the big part. It takes one big step. That's what it takes. You know that project that you didn't think could ever happen? But you took that step of faith, and now you're so deep into the project, one, you can't even believe you had a hard time taking the first step. And then two, you're like, oh, we can do this, and we can do this. And if he doesn't mind, I'm going to use our very own tugboat Todd as an illustration. When the show first started, and, you know, Todd, when he was doing the producing, so we've had Robo Producer, Robo Paul, and Tugboat Todd. Those have been our three. Now, other people have produced, but, you know, sparingly. So one of Tugboat Todd's big concerns was, you want to tell him what it was? We haven't talked about this.
Just doing the descriptions on the podcast.
And what were you concerned about in that process?
I just didn't know if I would know the terminology, if I would get the correct teachings. I just didn't know. I was worried about it all around.
Okay. So ultimately, though, taking the position, you took the step of faith. Because for you, it was a step of faith because you've not really done that before. Would that be accurate?
Correct, yeah.
Okay. How long have you done the show now?
4 or 5 months.
Okay. Does it seem like a step of faith today?
No.
Why?
It's just now it's like second nature.
Ah. So once you took that big first step, all the other steps kind of fell into place, and now your challenges are in other areas because you went through that first step.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. That is the lesson. That is the key. You got to get down out of the boat and take the first step. And that's the key to moving forward in the Lord. If you're interested in seeing the Lord do wondrous things in your life and the life of others, fantastic. You better get ready to take your leg, swing it over the side of the boat, and get onto the water. Because that's what it takes. A genuine faith to get you out of your place of safety and into the place of nothing but a trust factor because you got nothing else. Because you know sometimes when you and I go after an adventure or some kind of process, we have nothing but this idea or this notion, I can do this in him. And then you just got to do it. And the hardest step is the first step for sure because you got to get out of the boat. Then once you get on the boat, if you look at the scripture, it's impossible to miss. Matthew 14, I mean, you want to know Bill O'Reilly, oh, only Jesus walked on water. He just says because he doesn't know how to read. It's not that tough. It's Matthew 14, 29. Walked on the water. Walked on the water. I mean, it's like, come on. That's true. Then after he started walking, he started looking around thinking, this is crazy. And then down he went. And that's a reality that happens to us. We start doing it, and then we're all like, this is crazy. And then we churn our faith into nothing through fear and doubt. That's what we're going to deal with when we come back. It's titled Like Oil and Water. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back.
The David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
The people of Uganda need the gospel. New believers need churches, and these churches need pastors. I'm Pastor Onesmus Ngoboka, a graduate of Southern California Seminary. I'll return to Uganda to start a Bible school so I can pass on biblical training to other pastors who will start new churches. Whitefields has joined me in this vision to provide support for pastors planting churches in the villages of Uganda. Because Whitefields understands no pastor should be a stranger. They are supporting local pastors to reach our own people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
There, all done with the roof.
You call that a roof? You need to call Eric at Excalibur Roofing to get the job done right. Excalibur Roofing, they know how to do a roof right.
What's this?
It's a cell phone.
What's a cell phone?
Never mind. Just dial these numbers. 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. And ask Eric at Excalibur Roofing to help you with your roof. His work is good. He even gives free estimates.
What's an estimate?
He also has a website on the internet, ExcaliburRoofing.com.
What's an internet?
Are you done loading the animals into the ark?
Not yet. By the way, why am I doing this again?
How long can you tread water?
Right.
This is David Davenport of the Hoover Institution for Townhall.com. Some churches took heart when President Trump said he would work to do away with the Johnson Amendment, part of the tax code that prohibits churches from endorsing political candidates. But the really difficult and important issues of religious liberty lie elsewhere, in the courts and federal agencies. And the question is, what happens when civil rights protections based on the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment clash with religious rights guaranteed by the First Amendment? The U.S. Commission on Civil Rights recently found that exemptions for religious groups infringe on civil rights. Justice Anthony Kennedy, writing for the Supreme Court in the gay marriage decision, said religious groups could teach their traditional values, but he ignored the stronger language of the First Amendment allowing them to actually practice it. The most important steps President Trump can take to protect religious liberty are to appoint Supreme Court justices such as Neil Gorsuch and leaders of federal agencies who respect the first freedom, religious freedom. I'm David Davenport.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. And my brother's one of my favorite musicians. I mean, that's, you know, true. But that's because I've listened to his music for, you know, ever. I have it in my car. I got it here at the station.
I've got it stuck in my head.
Yeah, it's really catchy. He's got some great stuff. And he's got new stuff coming out. I'm very happy for him. All right, here, let's get. And he's building the studio. And there's a big client already, like a guy that did like 75 million something, whatever. I don't know. All I tell him is if there's any donating, it's the David Spoon Trust Fund. He doesn't think that's funny because he needs to make money first. All right, let's get to it. We talked about the Christian adventure. We talked about nothing being normal. We talked about the big step. Now let's talk about like oil and water. Do we have a sound for this? No, we don't have a sound. We don't need a sound because here's what takes place. We left off where Jesus had told Peter to come down out of the boat, and Jesus was saying the water's fine. Peter gets down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came to Jesus. Verse 30, but when he saw the wind, he was afraid and beginning to sink, cried out, Lord, save me. So Peter gets over the first fear, putting his leg over the boat, but the second fear comes. The second fear was the wind, and no doubt he could hear the howling of the wind and see the wind on the water. You ever see wind on the water? It's kind of a cool look, actually. But he's supposed to be standing on the water, and the wind is whipping on the water, so he's got the sound, he's got the, you know, the eye activity. He's got all this stuff happening around him. And then the scripture says, and he was afraid and beginning to sink, cried out, Lord, save me. He got through fear number one, but lost it in fear number two. But look at what Jesus said. He said a very cool insight for all of us. Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him and said, you of little faith, why did you doubt? Now, here's something I want you to recognize. Peter had some faith. And you and I, when we have an undertaking or we have a process or we're going through something difficult, whatever it is, we will often have a little bit of faith. That's not abnormal at all. It's not usually a pure faith. I'll talk about that in a second. But we have a little bit of faith. But with that faith, we also have doubt. And the doubt cancels the faith, and the faith cancels out with the doubt. In other words, it becomes a wash. So if you look at it this way, your faith is like two candles, and your doubt is like a squirt gun. So you have your faith, you got your two candles, your doubt's like a squirt gun, and so the doubt shoots the flames on the candle, right? It's not that everything's overboard with water, but there's no more flame left because the doubt quenches the faith. And now you are stuck between having doubt and faith, actually just having nothing. And you can't do this having nothing. You got to have an active, vibrant, alive faith. It's got to be a faith that will not be something that can be put out by a doubt. You can't have doubt and faith going together because that's like trying to mix oil and water. It's got to be a faith that shines and doesn't get snuffed out. So Peter, looking around him at the wind, looking around his situation, began to sink because he got his focus on what he was doing, which was out of the norm. He was out of the box, and all of a sudden he wanted to get back in the box because he didn't know what to do. And he was like overwhelmed by what he was seeing and all his senses. And so then he begins to sink. Where is Jesus? Watch this. So close that when Peter sinks, Jesus grabs him by the hand. Well, that tells you that Jesus was no more than an arm length away from Peter. That's cool. That's what you and I need to know. That even if we fail, the Lord's an arm length away, ready to grab our hand. So we won't drown. But if you want to be a person that gets past the first fear and the second fear, if you want to be a person that has faith operating, a genuine faith, that faith has got to be stronger as to wipe out any possible connection with doubt. It's got to stand alone. It's not that you have to have 60 tons of faith, but it's got to be pure. Pure faith, which is why, one of the reasons, Jesus said that your faith needs to be like a mustard seed, which is one of the purest seeds. It's interesting that it can't be diluted. It has to be real and genuine. It doesn't have to be a ton, but it's got to be there. And what we do is we start off good, but then doubt comes in, and we look at doubt, and we go, well, come on in, hang out with faith for a little while. Let's see how it goes, and then we sink. The circumstance, the situation, the sight, which of course, again, is why Scripture says we need to walk by faith and not by sight. It's just understanding the process of working with the Lord. Maybe you got one foot over and you took one step on the water, and then maybe you sank. I get it. But you know what? The next time you step out of the boat again, and instead of getting one step, you get two steps. And then if you sink, I get it. But then you get out of the boat again, and you get over, and you take a step, then you take two steps, then you take three steps. We look to Jesus, we're going to take more steps. We look to the circumstance, we're going to sink faster. That's all it is. The glory in it is Jesus is so close. Even when we fall, he's right there to grab us by the hand and to pull us up. That's boat faith. We need to have boat faith, a bold, daring risk that God is there with us. We should do that. All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a 70-hour break, and then we'll be back. More insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.